Something else that caught my eye this week, which was really quite surprising, is that for a long time, scientists have understood that cells work by having genes in them, and those genes can be turned on or turned off to make various chemicals in the cell, and those chemicals in the cell then do various jobs that contributes to the cell's metabolism. We understood that. But in more recent years, scientists have also found that genes have the equivalent of a dimmer switch. This is epigenetics. By adding chemical groups to the sides of various bits of DNA, you can affect how active individual genes are. Well, scientists pretty much thought that was it. But now a group of researchers have shown that there's another, third dimension, if you like, of control of a cell's metabolism, which is that the proteins that those genes make can themselves be controlled in terms of their activity. There's a paper in Science this week. It's by Ximin Zhao and colleagues at Fudan University in Shanghai. And what they show is that the proteins in the cell that function as enzymes and do various important metabolic jobs, what can happen is that wherever there are lysine groups, one of the amino acid building blocks that make those proteins, the cell can add an acetyl group, a chain of two carbon atoms, onto those lysines, and this affects the behaviour of the protein. It can make the protein more or less active. So this gives the cell a whole different new way of controlling how active some of the metabolic processes are in the cell. And to do some simple experiments, what they did in liver cells was to incubate those cells in different amounts of glucose and demonstrate that in that changed environment, the amount of acetyl groups being added to these lysine residues changed dramatically, and alongside that, the level of activity of the enzymes changed dramatically. So this gives cells a whole new way to get programmed metabolically.
So that's really fascinating that this is a whole new pathway, but do you think it could have applications in therapies, in sort of maybe metabolic disorders, how we can treat those?
It may well do, yeah, because most of the time we're looking at drugs that will basically affect the way in which cells behave as a fairly blunt instrument. But it might be that by controlling this process, as well as trying to control the activity of various genes and things, because some of the new drugs coming up for disorders like diabetes, for example, actually control the activity of whole clusters of genes in cells. It might be this is a new way of controlling the activity of various components in cells that are linked to disease processes. And it means we could make even better drugs that are more bespoke to certain conditions with fewer side effects. So certainly very interesting, and something that people had previously completely overlooked.
And it just sounds like it's making life more complicated when we're trying to understand how cells work.
Thank you, Kat. Well,